For the 2011 Science in Action Day, Novus International brought a group of students to the St. Louis Science Center to learn more about other career possibilities in the world of science.
I'm Sarah Shainlove, and I am the gallery leader of physical science, which means that I oversee all of our physical science galleries and the programs contained within those galleries. I was a science education major. I did the unified science route, and my emphasis area was actually in biology, which some people are kind of surprised that I ended up in the physical science gallery lead position with my biology background. But it's been a good fit and a good fit with my teaching skills. As a former physical science teacher, this works out really well.
It sounds like you have a really fun job.
It is really fun. As far as jobs go, I would say this has probably been the most fun job I've ever worked at. When I'm not at meetings planning new exhibits, I usually have to stop in the middle of a meeting and go, sorry guys, I have to go blow something up on a stage in front of a bunch of kids, which is just wonderful fun. And then when there is downtime, I get to work with new experiments for the stage demonstrations, because that's a big area of what I oversee. But I also get to see things like big exhibit projects come together. So there's a whole wide range of really cool stuff to do.
I'm Kat Golden, and I'm currently the Ecology and Environment Gallery leader for the Ecology and Environment Gallery. I am an environmental studies major from Truman State University. I started off as a biology major, pretty much on the pre-med track, in a lab, doing that kind of thing. And I got really into education, and I ended up working at our Summer Science Blast camp here at the Science Center, and just really loved informal education. So when a position opened up to move forward at the Science Center, I took it.
With me is David Ritchie, who is with the Planetarium. And David did not have a background in science, but always had an interest in it, right, David?
Yeah, it was kind of a neat thing to be able to make that transition, something that I've always just had an interest in since eighth grade. You know, I've always had a telescope. I read magazines and watch TV shows. Not really a science, you know, geek per se, but it's just something that I've always pursued, and have been able then to fall back on that as a background and experience to apply it in this job.
And now, how long have you had your job?
I've been here for about 6 years now.
And this is really a second career for you.
Yeah, it is. My first part of my career was communications, sales, and marketing. But those skills, you know, in other words, public speaking, writing, just all that kind of stuff, presentations, I am just applying to a different subject matter. So it's a good fit all the way around.
My name is Jarrell Wolfless. I'm the manager of annual giving here at the Science Center.
Jarrell, you don't really have a scientific background, right?
No, I actually graduate with a degree in journalism from SIU Carbondale.
And this is really then a second career for you?
Yes, it was. I originally started out at the Fayetteville Observer in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Then industry changed a little bit, and then I ended up in nonprofit fundraising.
And you write grants, and you said that was kind of a learning curve, something you had to intern at and learn how. It's a good thing for people to know in practically any field, right?
It definitely is, and it's a skill that's not too difficult, but a lot of people make it a lot harder than it actually is. It's just telling the organization why they should fund you. Why are your programs important?
I'm speaking with Beth Prakash, and Beth, tell me what you do here at the St. Louis Science Center.
I am the Life Science Gallery Lead, which means that I manage the Life Science Lab. That is our gallery space there. We have activity benches where visitors can come in and do their own experiments, along with an area where younger children can explore different animal coverings, and a staff workroom, which is a real working scientific lab. I brought an axolotl with me today. She is a Mexican salamander. They are pretty unique in that they don't go through metamorphosis, so they live in water their whole lives. They're critically endangered in the wild. However, they're used in research labs all over the world. So we've got a project called Axolotls in the Classroom, where we loan these axolotls out to teachers, and we provide them not only with care instructions on how to take care of their axolotls, but also lesson plans in a variety of subjects so that they can incorporate their new classroom animal into all of their lesson plans and their curriculum.